Welcome back to Self Awareness Sunday, Sharina with you, and it's that time again. Rock the Block 2024. It's a Habitat for Humanity of Greater Palm Beach County event, and it does so much for our community. Now today, I am happy to welcome the brains and power behind this event, and I want you all to meet them. Let's start with you, Alexis. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, Alexis Lockhart. I'm the Director of Neighborhood Engagement for Habitat Greater Palm Beach County.
Okay. What about you, Ferline?
Ferline Mesidor, the Neighborhood Services Administrator for the City of Delray Beach.
And then you have Tara on the line as well.
Hey, I'm Tara Cousins, the Neighborhood Planner for the City of Delray Beach.
And, of course, we have Renee.
Renee Gaddison, Executive Director of the Delray Beach Community Redevelopment Agency.
Well, welcome to the show, ladies. I'm so excited to talk about this. Rock the Block. Can you tell us about this year's events, what's going to go on, when and where it's going to happen?
Yes. So we're very happy to be partnering with the City of Delray Beach for this event again. This year is going to be on Saturday, April 20th at 8 a.m. And we're going to have a full day with multiple shifts, and we're all going to be ending around 2 to 3 p.m. And we will be in the southwest area of Delray Beach, focusing on 5th and 6th Street. So we're bringing over 240 volunteers, beautifying 6 homes, and also partnering with Delray Community Missionary Baptist Church. So we're coming full force and with a lot of support. So we're excited.
I love that. So for someone who has never really heard of Rock the Block, can you kind of explain like what it is?
I can kind of break down to you the process of it. So
yeah,
we work very closely, again, with the City of Delray Beach and also the CRA and the Neighborhood and Community Services to help identify homeowners that are in need of our service, because at the end of the day, this is a community-led event, and who better to identify those in need than the community itself, right?
Right.
So after those people are identified, they go through our application process, and that's just to ensure that they are legally the owners of their home and also in need of our service by meeting our income limit requirement. But for Rock the Block, we use our A Brush with Kindness program, and that focuses on the exterior of the homes. So we know Delray Beach is a vibrant community, full of culture, full of progress, and this program allows us, Habitat, to beautify the exterior and help reinforce that Delray Beach pride for those homeowners. So with the help of the CRA, we plan to beautify these homes based on their individual needs. So it could be as intricate as repairing the exterior woodwork or as simple as a fresh coat of paint.
Oh, wow.
But we work on 6 homes all in one day, start at 8 a.m., end at around 3 o'clock p.m., but together we bring a lot of people from the community to just really make a huge impact.
Yeah, this initiative is just amazing, and Rock the Block has a long-standing tradition in the City of Delray Beach. How has this event evolved since it first started in 1989?
It has been a long time. Rock the Block continues to be an important partner initiative with the 3 agencies, City, the CRA, and Habitat, where we improve a selected neighborhood. 35 years is just a small representation of ways we choose to step out of the offices, engaging directly with our residents, our families, alongside grassroots organizations, fellow employees, sponsors, and civic and business owners, just for the betterment of our city.
And how did you guys all get together, like all 3 agencies?
Well, a few years ago, the event required a more shared responsibility, and through a lot of conversation between our agencies, it became a collaboration approach to continue the initiative.
It really is beautiful to see what we all can do when we actually work together, right? So what role does the Delray Beach CRA play in Rock the Block?
So the CRA initiated this project with the city in 1989, and we continue to support however we can. We put a lot of funding towards this project to make sure that it's a success, that our money goes towards the exterior improvements. So if there's any fascia improvements, the minor fixing on the exterior of the property that's needed, our funds are used towards that.
No, I really love the aspect of you going into the community and helping out homeowners beautify and just revamp the place that they call home, giving them that much pride and everything. But you do more than that, right? The CRA, you guys also go into the community. You have other projects as well.
Yes, so we have quite a bit. That's a whole other show. But,
oh, goodness.
The short version, kind of similar to Rock the Block, we have what's called our curb appeal program. This is run through the City of Delray Beach through with Ferline, and it does exterior improvements up to $15,000 for homes in the Northwest Southwest set neighborhood, right where these homes are getting improved. So Rock the Block is like a big infusion into one area. I think the intent was that you see a greater impact when you have several houses that are improved in one little, you know, one block.
Right.
But the curb appeal program, it takes individual homes that come through and apply, and they have to meet the qualifications, and their homes will be improved on an individual basis. So we have that. You mentioned a park. Yes, we own a park that's also in the set neighborhood that we improved and put a new playground last year. We recently finished a two-story office building that is the historic Fifth Avenue. That is a co-working space on the top floor, and the ground floor are individual office space or commercial spaces. And all of the rents are just about under $1,200. And the intent was to have a space where there's affordable rent for people who were in need office space, and also a co-working. If you don't want to work at home, you have this opportunity to work in a beautiful new building.
That is just amazing. Now, we kind of briefly went over this, but can we talk about the impact that an event like Rock the Block has on its community?
This event, I think it brings the community together. It allows you to get out, meet your neighbors, and actually help one another. One thing just to see the pretty paint going on the buildings, but I think that neighborhood connectivity that this brings, it just makes this event that much more impactful. And I mentioned we do have programs that do individual home improvements. The city has programs as well that does that. And that's just on an individual basis. All wonderful. But things like Rock the Block, where you actually get to meet the city, the habitat, the staff, you get to meet all of us. And we're all painting out there together. So not only do you get to interact with your neighbors, you get to interact with the city staff and other nonprofits, all supporting the neighborhood.
Now, as has been said, this is a community-led event. So what about skill levels? Like, do you have to have any kind of prior knowledge to come and help out at Rock the Block?
So we have crew leaders, and they really kind of give you a quick five-minute instruction on what your specific project would be and how to do it. But there's a lot of supervision out there. Like Renee said, we're really just kind of focusing on the community building aspect of, you know, painting those homes or the exterior work, what that might entail. But it's very, very easy. It's not as labor intensive as far as knowing how to do the work, but really just coming out together, putting in that sweat equity to beautify the community.
Right. So no one should be afraid to come out and help then.
Right. Exactly.
As an affordable home builder, how does Rock the Block tie into your mission?
So since our mission is to put God's love into action by building homes, building community, and building hope, we really focus, like how Renee said, on that community building aspect. So that just doesn't begin and end with new construction. A lot of people are familiar with Habitat for, but it extends into home preservation. And that's the opportunity that Rock the Block brings. It brings together the Delray Beach community to help restore those homes and the homeowner's pride. And then also continuing to uplift the hope in that community. So Rock the Block really helps us to go the extra mile with our mission. And it's also one of our values, going the extra mile.
So what about long-term goals?
So I came on board as the neighborhood planner a little over a year ago. It was right before Rock the Block last year. So these type of events really fall in line with the Neighborhood and Community Services mission to bridge and engage Delray Beach's diverse residents with resources to maintain, revitalize, and promote healthy communities. Therefore, we aim to just continue that mission.
I think that's a great plan because you guys are doing an absolute amazing job with the city of Delray Beach.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
So who is participating in this year's Rock the Block? Anybody that is notable or anything?
Yeah, so this is where we really want to kind of highlight our partners. It takes a lot. Like, it does take a village to put this event together. So we want to really shout out Vertical Bridge, Home Depot, Hedrick Brothers, of course, you all at Hubbard Radio, Enterprise Mobility Holdings, Grimes, Seacoast Bank, ESPN West Palm, Megan Protective Services, Rotten Strikes, Farley Bronstein, Fisher Potter Holders LLP, Starbucks at X102.3, and then also our civic groups, the Young Lawyers Association and Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And of course, the City of Delray Beach, the Delray Beach CRA, and the Neighborhood and Community Services. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do this event, right? Our wonderful partners coming together, again, building that community that we've talked about, building that hope and reinforcing that Delray Beach pride. This is something that, you know, everyone can come and see for themselves. We encourage everybody to come and meet everyone who's involved and really just come together and help this community grow.
This is such a great event to be a part of, and I'm glad you ladies do it every single year. Rock the Block. How can other people get involved in this?
Well, we love for you to just come on out, come and get to know who is actually running these events. We would love to talk to you about the homeowners and the process and things like that. But also, you can go on our website, habitatgreaterpdc.org/rocktheblock, to learn more about our event and how you can get involved through volunteerism. If you have any general event questions, or if you want to be a corporate sponsor, corporate sponsorship opportunities. But also, if you just want to come out and see what we're doing, we invite you to come and see.
And one more time, when is Rock the Block?
April 20th at 8 a.m. the Southwest area on 5th and 6th Street.
Thank you so much for joining the show, ladies. Is there anything else that you want to add for our listeners about Rock the Block?
As a neighborhood planner, I'm always excited about ways that we can partner with our community residents. So we hope everyone can make it out to this event. But there are other opportunities to lend a helping hand to making minor improvements that could forever change a life, one family at a time. So you can follow the Neighborhood and Community Services Department page on Facebook to find out about any upcoming events.